Welcome to the Board Never Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Margo Levette. Margo, won't you take it from here?
Hi, Tanya. Thank you. This summit is just, oh my goodness, Board Never. We definitely can speak to that. So thank you for this opportunity. Well, what I always ask everybody to do right from the top is to make sure that you take up time to go and get yourself a pen and paper. I'm old school that way because I know that people say so much, and I have so much to give you because, you know what? Reinvention really is the latest dance move. Now, go and get your paper and pencil because you're going to want to take notes. And while you're doing that, then let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about who I am. My name is Margo Levette. I am the creator and the host of a wonderful, wonderful podcast, Her Business, Her Voice, Her Conversation. It's over on Vir-K Radio and on iHeartRadio worldwide. What do I do? Well, I told you that I host a podcast, and it's all about women, in particular, fellas. I'm not to leave you out, but you can still listen anytime you want to. But it's all about us reinventing ourselves. How did we do that? What some of the ups and the downs, and just how can we actually point others in the direction so that they're successful, just like our reinvention has become successful? And finally, why? Excuse me. Why is Margo Levette hosting this podcast? Because after 26 years in corporate, one day I just couldn't do it anymore. And I quit. It was on a Christmas Eve. I quit that job. And yeah, it was a tad bit scary. But I had been doing broadcasting as a hobby for 15 years, strictly a hobby. And I always kind of felt in my gut, one day I'm going to get back to that. One day I'm going to have the time to work this out and do it exactly like I want to. But I had other passions also. I knew that I want to write a book one day. I didn't know if I'd do it when I'm 80 or 90. One day I was going to write a book, and one day I'm going to be a speaker, and I'm sure that you have those same passions. You have those same things that keep coming up, to bubbling up to the surface, and you say, one day I'm going to do this, and I'm good at it. I enjoy it. I love it. One day I'm going to do this. So one day came for me. I imagine that you'll say she planned for it. Not quite. As I say, I quit that job, and I was forced to reinvent myself. So what was a hobby, a passion, it took on a deeper passion and a deeper meaning. And it aligned itself with dancing, of all things. So let me take you on this little journey now that you have your paper and your pencil and your paper and your pen. Let me take you on this little journey of reinvention and dancing. And how do the two just kind of mesh up together? How do they just kind of groove together in my life and even in society's life? Well, you've noticed on television, there are a lot of good dance-off shows. My goodness, I mean, people are competing for millions of dollars. They're putting in a whole lot of time. They are investing their futures in dancing. And we are in front of our TVs, and we are watching each and every week. I know I am. So I love dancing. I really do. My God, what the body is able to do, and how you're able to express yourself. It is pure passion. And I think to myself often, when we reinvent ourselves, we are doing that according to the passion that is bubbling up inside of us. I told you that the thought of broadcasting, oh my God, I just couldn't shake it. It was always something on the forefront of my mind. And when I get bogged down in corporate, I just kind of daydream. And I would write down my plans. And I even went as far as to write a business plan telling myself and telling everybody how one day this is going to move from being a hobby and I'm going to monetize it. This is going to be my life, doggone it. So dancing is something that I love. Podcasting, something that I truly love. And I watch them come together. And ladies and gentlemen, I deliberate right here because you can do the same thing. What is that thing that brings much life to you? What is it that you always talk about? And people say, man, are you going to do it or you're not? You're always talking about doing this thing. Perhaps you're right there. Take a look at those conversations. Take a look at those things that just make you light up like a Christmas tree. And you are right there on that thing unapologetically. You know, you talk about it to anybody and everybody, anything that's not moving, that's not nailed down. I want you to say, give yourself permission to dwell right there. And I want yourself to step up. I call it the very first step that has to be done. If we're going to go ahead and actually align ourselves to our passions and we are going to commit ourselves to those things, we have to decide, and commitment is a decision. So the first thing I want you to do is to step up, create your commitment, step up to that. Own it. That's exactly what I had to do. You can do the same thing. Step up, commit yourself to your reinvention process. I'm going to do this. And maybe everybody's not supposed to be a podcaster. Everybody's not supposed to write a book. Everybody's not supposed to be a speaker. But whatever it is that you are reinventing yourself to be, to become, commit to it. Right now, step up to the plate and say, today is the day. And with that paper and pencil that you have right before you, I want you to write that thing down. Take a moment, write it down. It's been twirling and swirling, and it's been dancing around in your spirit and in your mind, and it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you to decide to dance with it. It's been waiting for you. So right now, take time and write it down. And next to that, I want you to connect it with your why. Why are you committing to this particular thing? Commit to only one thing today and connect it, wrap it up with a why. Ladies and gentlemen, when you do that, oh my God, when the storms come up, when the dark days come up, when the oh no days come up on you, you'll pull out that why, and you're going to find that it is a strong, profound anchor, and you're going to be glad that you did it. I tell you what I did. I actually have The day that I stepped up and I made my commitment to be the best podcaster that I could be. That's where I started out at, to be the best. And I aligned it with my why. My why is because I did it. I reinvented myself. And I doggone want to make sure that all of my listeners know that they can do the same thing. So I have my commitment on one side, and I have my why on another side. And in that same paper, in my handwriting, it is up on my bedroom wall. So that one dedicated place, so that when I need to look at it, I stand there and I just read it out loud. And I give myself permission to recommit. I don't care if I have to do it every day, but ladies and gentlemen, that's where it starts. You stepping up, you deciding, you committing, and you align that thing with your why. Now, you buckled up because get ready for step number two. Number two is that you have just signed yourself up to become a student. Yes, indeedy. You have decided that you are going to show up and your next step is to get to work. Oh, yeah. The honeymoon is over. You made that decision and the honeymoon is short. Let me tell you, the sooner you get to work, the stronger that commitment becomes. You're holding everything in your hand. It's not just in your heart. It's not just in your head. You are putting that commitment to work. And ladies and gentlemen, it is work. Don't let anybody tell you that it is not. It is work, but it is good work. And that it is in that work that you are never going to be bored. Let me tell you why. Because I always advocate, and let me highly stress, get yourself a mentor, get yourself a strategist, get yourself a coach. I tell you what reason why. Because when you align yourself with someone who is doing exactly what you want to do, and the key thing is they're doing it the way you want to do it, it lines up with your personality pretty much. It lines up with your work ethic. It lines up with your expectation. You have to take all of that stuff into consideration. But, and I pause right here because I want you to know that when you line up with a coach, with a strategist, you are automatically shaving off hours, days, years off of your learning curve. And that is going to make you happy. That is going to eliminate a lot of frustration. It's going to eliminate a lot of unnecessary costs. But you have to take the time to make sure that you indeed do line yourself up with a coach. Become a student. And if you get the best coach, get the best strategist that you can afford, come out of the gate attached to your commitment and come out strong. You want to lay your foundation. That's why you have to go ahead and invest in yourself and invest top shelf. Go as high as you can and don't let go until you lay down that business platform. Don't let go until you get the bones laid on your reinvention. And man, while you are in that process, woohoo, you are going to learn a lot about yourself. You are going to learn a lot about other people. You are going to learn a lot about your potential. And it is just going to make what you committed yourself to, it's going to get stronger. It is going to become much more vivid. And at this time, what you want to do is get a firm footing on clarity. Clarity and consistency are key. That's how people are going to understand what you're all about. That's how people, how come people understand that when they tune into Her Business, Her Voice, Her Conversation, they understand right from the gate that Margo's bringing on some people, bringing on some women who are going to talk about their reinvention, how they did it, what their expectations are, how they're going to give some actionable right now tips that you can use, and they are going to make themselves available to help you at a deeper level if you so choose. People are going to have come to expect my transparency through my books. People have come to understand that when I say that I'm going to have a weekly show, every Tuesday, Margo has a brand new show out there available for them, fresh content, but you still have access to all of the other conversations because of consistency, because of clarity, okay? That builds something up for you as a person who is reinventing yourself. You know, they don't know you from Joe Blow, Joe Schmo. So, you know, making yourself known that way, it's just a deal breaker. And let me tell you one other thing about being consistent and the clarity that comes with showing up and doing the work. You never know who's watching you. Your head is down, and for all you know, I just want to make this happen. I just want to be on point. I just want people to understand what I'm bringing to the table. So you work therein, but you never know who's watching you. And trust and believe somebody is, not for your detriment. Not that, oh, shoot, they've been doing the same thing I'm doing. I hope they fail. You know, you're going to find you have more people in your corner than you have those that are against you. Excuse me, one more time. You're going to find that you have more people who are for you than against you, and they are watching you. They are rooting for you. They want you to be consistent. They want you to drill down deep so that they can understand what you're doing. And along the way, they are watching for ways that they can collaborate. They are watching for ways that they can assist you, that they can serve you. Because when it's all said and done, that's the reason why you're doing it anyway. I'll do the radio show because of you. It's just my heart's desire and passion, but it is because I want you to succeed. And the deeper you go with everything, the clearer everything gets, the more consistent you are, and you become a mighty vessel that can be used. You can serve others. And there's something awesome that takes place when you come to the table ready to serve, not looking for what they can do for me, but how can I serve them? That kicks up a certain amount of energy that you weren't really counting on. You know, you came with your A game, but somebody else who's been watching you, they're coming with their A game also. And this thing of service really just, it just becomes something quite marvelous. I have seen some wonderful things happen because I came to serve, because I come consistent, and because I'm always drilling down and it's making it my business to be the best and coming to you with clarity. So that's all I'm laboring there with that thing of work, but that thing of work is where the, as they say, the sweet sauce is, the magic is there. That's where when you show up and you are ready to work, wowzer, bowser, as they say, some awesome things really do happen. So you stay in that mode. You're always out to better yourself, to get stronger, sharper, to connect with more people. So you're always showing up. You know, you stepped up already, and you're always going to step up and make sure that you are clear on that you are clear and committed. But that showing up, that's a daily process. And because you show up, now you are ready, and you've been already, hopefully. You've been doing your dance. You've been doing your happy dance, your raha, your woohoo, your celebration. Can I get a ya-ya? Honey, you've been telling everybody about, look at how far I've come. You got a big grin on your face. You've been through a few valleys. You've been through a few deep dives. But baby, you're still here, and you are loving life. Other people are taking note about what you're doing. And this is where you really have to dig in and be sure that you are speaking up. Do not be invisible. Look back at what it took for you, first of all, to commit. Look at what it took for you to step up and show up and do the work. Let me tell you, you probably, if you are like me, you're doing your happy dance because you're seeing the fruits of your investment. When you invest in a mentor, a coach, that's money out of your pocket. And according to who you go with, that could be quite a steep investment. But you do that because you are committed and that passion is pulling you, and this is your life work. And you talk to one person and you talk to another person, and before you know it, oh man, that passion depression thing is just bubbling over. You cannot help yourself. So everything that you have done, all of the work that you have done with your strategist, with your coach, you better be talking about it so that people can take note. Do you know? People are watching you, as I said, and they are charting the fact that you once didn't get on the dance floor, not even at your grandmother's funeral or your grandmother's wedding. You didn't get on that dance floor at all. Talk before people, a public speaker, not me, brother. You got the wrong person. But you know what? When you commit it, you show up and you do the work. People are going to notice you are not that same person when you first decided and you wrap that thing up in a while. You are not that same person. So you have every reason to speak up. Oh my goodness, every reason. When you enter the room, I want you to come into the events that you attend, and there better be a mountain full of events that you go to that are relevant, that are going to move mountains for you. You better get from behind that computer and you show up a myriad of places so that you can speak up. Tell everybody your story. I'll tell anybody how after 26 years, I quit that job. I quit it, and it was the best thing that I ever could have done. Fearful, yes. Wondering about the money, yes. Cash flow, still working that out, yes. Transparency, scary transparency. Who wants to put all their business, as they say, out into the street? But you do it. Never would have done it had I not showed up to do the work. Now, yes, indeed, I'm speaking up. I'm telling everybody my story, and I'm telling it because I want them to know that they can do the same thing. Like I say, everybody's not cut out, and their drive is not to become an author, speaker, or entrepreneur. But reinvention is a way of life. You know, we look around the way that we do work. The world of work has changed dramatically, and it's changing every day. The tapestry of corporate life is ever changing. They told us that 20 years ago. Don't just get stuck in one time zone. So we see baby boomers that are retiring. We see people who are no longer loyal to corporations, to businesses, to anything except what they want to do, and they are voluntarily leaving jobs. So everything that we know about work is changing, and we have an awesome opportunity to reinvent ourselves. So let me tell you the takeaways that I want to leave you with today. These things, if you follow them, you are never going to be bored. You are going to always have some kind of wonderful, wonderful happy dance, and you are going to say, yeah. Reinvention really is the latest dance move, because when you reinvent yourself, man, you're always learning something. You are a lifelong learner. So let me recap real quick right here, okay? It all begins with you. It really does. Don't get mad at your mother, your brother, your sister, anybody. It all begins with you, and you have to decide that you are going to commit to reinvent yourself, whatever it is. It could be you could be reinventing your eating habits, or reinventing how you spend money, or reinventing you probably are going to come on and become an entrepreneur. But it's all a process. It begins with you. And you, dear heart, have to decide. You have to commit to that. And I always tell you to link that with a why. Write it down, date stamp it, put it someplace where you're always going to see what you wrote. Put it up in your original handwriting on that original piece of paper. It becomes a piece of your history. You're so glad that you did that. Honeymoon is short after you commit, after you decide, after you declare your why. Now it's time to show up. Now, get to work. Get to work includes getting getting yourself a mentor, a strategist. And I did fail to tell you that sometimes before you can really, really commit to the work, you need to clear away some trees. And when I say clear away some trees, you need to go ahead and make sure that you are up for the journey mentally and physically. So if there are some psychological things that are holding you back, there's some emotional baggage that you need to clear out, if there are some physical things that you need to take care of, do that first. Do that first. And you can consult with your physician. You can consult with a life coach. Coach, consult and get those things taken care of first, because once you gear up to do the work, it is a work. W-O-R-K in capital letters. But it is good work. So once you've crossed your hurdles pretty much and you are free to go ahead and get yourself a strategist, a coach, make sure that you vet them. Make sure that you decide upon somebody who's doing things in your industry. They're pretty much are moving about. They've moved about in their success the way you want to move about. Their mindset is sort of like yours. You know, your belief system of how to become upon the end result is yours. So it takes a little time, but vet. And ask questions. They're going to ask questions from you. They're going to vet you. My strategist, oh, he'll fire you in a minute. You know, he will fire you. And any coach worth their salt, they're not just going to jump in and take you on. They're going to understand your needs, where you're going, how they can best serve them, serve you, and you do the same thing. And then finally, I tell you what, after you really got in there, you have invested heavily, greatly, time, sweat, work and money. Now it is time for you to, and you should have been doing it all the while during this process. Once you get with your strategist, your coach, I want you to start speaking up. I want you to start kicking up some dust so that people can understand there's a little tornado going on here. Oh, they're doing something. What they've been talking about for a while, I see it becoming a reality. I want you to get some consistency. And definitely clarity while you're doing your speaking. Speak up. Do all of that, dear hearts, and you're never going to be bored. You are going to be a force to be reckoned with, and you're going to dance, 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 and like you're going to dance every day of your life, even when on those days when you are not sure about what's going on, and you just, you know, you might lose a little bit of clarity, but not for long. You are going to dance, and you are definitely going to agree with me that reinvention is the latest dance move, and you're going to love it. Slow dance. Oh, sometimes you're going to do a little cha-cha. Sometimes you might do a little dip and drop and swoop to the side, but you're always going to dance with the beat of your reinvention, which is wrapped up in your why. So, I'm Margo Levette. Her business, her voice, her conversation. I am an author, podcaster, and let me tell you something. I am speaking up. I am a speaker, a force to be reckoned with. I say all of that because I did it. I'm doing it. And I want you to know that you can do that exact same thing. That same thing. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it greatly.